Well, if we go back to 2022, when we fought for this derogation, the independent MEPs in the country opposed it. Lukeman Flanagan specifically tweeted against it. So I think it's really important that any independent candidates that are running this election come out very clearly and tell where they stand in relation to farmers and this derogation. It's really important that we have farmers' backs. We need representatives in Europe that really are interested in farming, that actually are from a farming background, and will be there and fight for the farmers and ensure the derogation works. And moreover, it's really, really important that we're clear with farmers and they're not monkeying around these issues. We need strong representation in Europe for farming, and it starts with the derogation. And also, we also need strong representation when it comes around to the CAP negotiations. For the last 10 years, year on year, the CAP budget has fallen, and that can't continue to happen. I think it's important that people like Ciarán Mullally, who's claiming to be an independent, come out and be very clear about where they stand in relation to derogation. Farmers need to know. Farmers now realise how important Europe is, and we need strong representation at that level.
You must obviously think that MEPs and candidates have very mixed views as it relates to it when you're looking for clarity from each individual.
Well, I think it was a poor day for Irish farming when our MEPs in Europe 2 years ago came out against derogation, because not only is the derogation important for farmers, it's also important for the environment, the measures that they take with the schemes to ensure they protect the environment. So there's a protection of the environment as well. There's no appreciation of what farmers do in this country in relation to the protection of the environment day in, day out. Every farm is absorbing carbon day in, day out. If we don't get credit for what they do, how do we expect them to work with us in the future? And how do we expect them to look after the environment in the future? So it's not our interest to work with our farmers and to ensure that derogation stays at the current level of 220.
You've singled out Lukeman Flanagan in all of this as well. Do you have a particular grievance with him?
I don't have any particular grievance with anybody. But he did sell himself as a rural candidate. Farming has been the backbone of rural Ireland all over the decades, and he hasn't represented farming well at all, very poorly indeed. And I think, you know, he's been 10 years in Europe, and I don't think he's anything to show for it. He seems to go missing for a number of years after being elected, and apart from some recent press releases, I haven't seen anything positive in farming of late. And I think we need people that are pro the Midlands Northwest region, pro development of the region, and particularly pro farming.